And of course, we conceptualize that a way that education sits in the center of all of those things, because schools are deeply impacted by what's happening in relation to housing, employment, safety, health issues. By the same token, the community is much impacted in those areas by the quality of work and the results that schools have in educating residents of the community. So there's kind of a reciprocal relationship. So if we want the community to make Crenshaw their first choice in enrolling their students rather than going to a charter school or going across town, then we have to fully engage the community, and the community has to see itself as a key factor in the future quality of the school.
So assuming this is successful, I mean, what would that mean? This is one school in what some people consider to be a broken system.
Well, I think you have to take into consideration that the partnership came into being under a division in the district called the Innovation Design or Innovation, so that large school districts recognize that there are many policies and restrictions and limitations and procedures that aren't necessarily helpful to schools. So there's a larger framework. So there's some acknowledgement on the part of the district and the district working with the state that we can do some of this reform inside a school district. You know, you can't do this work by throwing stuff over the fence and saying, okay, try that. You can't do this work by remote control. You really have to become part of the fabric to find out why and how. High schools are such complex organizations, and unless you get in them and see in the intricacies, you really don't get substantive reform. Ultimately, this partnership will expand to feeder schools, middle schools, and elementary. But we thought it would be prudent to start with one school, the most complex of them all, and the one to which all of the others bubble up. Those students come here. Hopefully, then, that will then at some point launch conversations with the feeder schools to say, so in light of this, what does that mean for your schools?
What are some of the progress indicators that press visiting Crenshaw High School and looking at this project need to be looking for?
You would want to see if there's a reduction in the dropout rate. You would want to see if there's an increase in attendance. Test scores, the California Standards Test, do we see improvement in that? Do we see an improvement in the number of students passing the high school exit exam? And I think you would want to see indicators of greater parent participation. Not only increases in the number of parents, but the different kinds of relationships that begin to emerge between teachers and their students and parents.